The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas, the prairie sky is wide and high. Deep in the heart of Texas, the sage in bloom is like perfume. Deep in the heart of Texas reminds me of the one I love. Deep in the heart of Texas,
what may seem happy talk. This is Larkin, Texas, on this day, 21 April 2012, for the next hour. Now, you know this network brings you real news and information you're just not going to find anywhere else. As are you, I'm just an American, concerned about the same things you're concerned about, separating of facts from fiction, the best investment value for our time spent together. This is why you are the essential conduit of any reliable news medium. In what's still left of America, there can be no doubt. Besides all else, you're tuned to RBN, and I know it's because you still get it. We are the preferred media of a free people, and it's still Mighty Voice. This is real talk, folks. With and for real people. To join the conversation, our call-in number is 800-313-9443. Also, check out republicbroadcasting.org and support our fine advertisers. It's well worth your visit. If you're from my neck of the woods and you're tuned to 1140 on the AM dial, that's KHFX, Fort Worth, Dallas, in the great state of Texas, then I'd especially like to hear from you. Please consider our pledge drive, and then consider this. What will you do to keep this kind of news and information coming? As a listener, you are every bit a part of this network, as are the voices you hear. Do you think for 1 minute you will ever get what you expect from RBN? From what's excreted by those jackasses and whores at those other media channels? RBN snaps you back to the reality of real people, ferreting out real news you can use. So you can quit relying on those brain plasticizers, the big fakers, that's F-A-K-I-R, snake charmers of big media, to spoon-feed you your opinions. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll return following these brief messages.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Detailed program notes of this broadcast, already posted, or any of those previous, refer to the web address, larkintexas.blogspot.com, and you will find this week's program notes titled, word clouds or war clouds and just an American. Now, I want to begin by mentioning the title of a song sent me recently. To wit, Truth is Out of Style, the title of which, if not its infectious melody, I'm going to ask you to hold on to for a while. Truth is Out of Style. Last week, we spoke to Sharing Day, as in Education and Sharing Day, celebrated this year on April 3rd, and we visited with writer John Kaminsky. We spoke in passing of the Noahide Laws. In past episodes of this broadcast, to Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson of the Chabad Lubavitch sect of Judaism. In Virginia Donna Martin's post at fanaticforjesus.blogspot.com, that post entitled Total Onslaught, A New World Order, today we find even that, quote, Catholic principles will be adapted into international law in the future, which is what it boils down to. What isn't mentioned in this presentation is that the U.S. Congress officially recognized the Noahide Laws in legislation that was passed by both houses. Congress and the President of the United States, George H.W. Bush, indicated in Public Law 102-14 in the 102nd Congress that the United States of America was founded upon the seven universal laws of Noah, and that these laws have been the bedrock of society from the dawn of civilization. Nikki Rapana, do a search, Living Outside the Dialectic, has found writings of the Pope and priests that explicitly defined political communitarianism as the synthesis in the Hegelian Marxist dialectic. Her quote, or forgive me, this quote from Robert Phillips of the Carnegie Council, carnegiecouncil.org. Pope John Paul's great vision of communitarianism in a new global order has yet to receive the recognition it deserves in furthering the understanding that humanity is built on religious values, without which transformations in totalitarian regimes would have been impossible. The essence of communitarianism, as put forth by the Vatican, consists of seeking middle ground between Marxist collectivism and rigid individualism and capitalism. So speaking of the Catholic Church, I invite you to do a search, The Pope in Red, and learn what happened back in 1958. The catch to this is that in the history of Freemasonry, Albert Mackey identified Noah as the originator of a mystery religion known as the Arkite Worship. The book stated that Noah was the father and founder of the Masonic system of theology. And I want to add, tomorrow, April 22nd, is Earth Day. And we're going to expand upon this in a bit. But first, as is my wont, a sprinkling of words in the form of some quotes. Diogenes said, the art of being a slave is to rule one's master. He also said, I know nothing except the fact of my ignorance. And he has the most who is content with the least. Now, was Diogenes speaking the truth? How about this one from the Devil's Dictionary? To define the idiot. And then ask yourself, contrary to popular belief, in contrast to the more accepted definitions put forward by other dictionaries, what do you hold is the true role of the idiot, or say even of the idiot savant in this world? Here's that definition. An idiot is a member of a large and powerful tribe whose influence in human affairs has always been dominant and controlling. The idiot's activity is not confined to any special field of thought or action, but, quote, pervades and regulates the whole, unquote. He has the last word in everything. His decision is unappealable. He sets the fashions and opinions of taste, dictates the limitations of speech, and circumscribes conduct with a deadline. This was a definition posited by Ambrose Bierce, a contemporary and a pal of Mark Twain, the pen name of former riverboat pilot Samuel Langhorne Clemens. Mark Twain meaning a 12-foot depth, who, like Diogenes, were from the same ancient school of the cynic. By the way, it was on this date in 1910 that Mark Twain died, leaving behind as his legacy such works as Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer, Life on the Mississippi, Prince and the Pauper, Connecticut Yankee at King Arthur's Court, and Joan of Arc. So what do you suppose the idiot might teach us? From Mr. Bierce's description of the idiot, it would seem he could teach us something. Would we exploit the idiot if we found it convenient or useful? Or would we instead learn more about him? So let's segue over to Wikipedia for a moment. An idiot, a dolt, or a dullard is a mentally deficient person. Someone who acts in a self-defeating or significantly counterproductive way. Archaically, the word mome has also been used. The similar terms moron, imbecile, and cretin have all gained specialized meanings in modern times. An idiot is said to be idiotic and to suffer from idiocy. A dunce is an idiot who is specifically incapable of learning. An idiot differs from a fool, who is unwise, and an ignoramus, who is uneducated and ignorant, and neither of which refers to someone with low intelligence. Now, I want to ask you to also put this in the back of your mind. Plato, along with some of the early Christians, taught that man was possessed of body, soul, and spirit, but that most men never actually evolve to that level or degree of possessing spirit, that breath of life containing the divine spark, since this attribute was reserved for the chosen ones of another species or being entirely. As a reminder, today's broadcast is entitled Word Clouds or War Clouds. And I begin with a graphic reminding us of Sun Tzu's The Art of War. We have to ask ourselves, who are our enemies? Who are our real enemies? First Latin term in the text is Ordo Novus Seclorum, or the New Order of the Ages. Some say the New World Order. Now hold this in the back of your mind. Another Latin term, Ordo Ab Chao, or Order Out of Chaos, which was a slogan or a motto of the 33rd degree in Freemasonry. Today's program notes include some significant links. And if you're a reader, I heartily suggest you visit LarkinTexas.blogspot.com today.
And you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're not prepared,
GetPreparedExpo.com.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening, water filtration, long-term food storage, freeze-dried foods, heirloom seeds, storm shelters, survival communications, solar power, herbal medicine, heating with wood, living off junk, home defense, guns, ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fair. Ground, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, The Freeze Dry Guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
In this world, the word clouds, war clouds. Ultimately, though, who is to be the decider? Perhaps that's the question. Links today at larkintexas.blogspot.com include links to asymmetric warfare. What does that mean? R2P, a responsibility to protect. The law of discovery, the right of conquest. Force majeure. Game theory. Intentional community. My favorite, world peace. Under whose terms? Mike in Iowa, what have you to say today?
I just got out of jail.
Oh, my.
Yeah, a lot of fun. It started yesterday night, and can you hear me all right?
I can.
Okay. And I went to the gas station to get some cigarettes, and I go there many times to buy cigarettes, and they know me. And they know what brand I smoke. And when I walked out of the gas station, someone said, woot, woot. And like, woot, woot. And I said a woot, woot back. You know, just playing around. Having a little fun. And the next thing I knew, there were undercover cops all over me. Okay? Did you laugh there?
Oh, that was my... That was my son, Rocky, wanting to weigh in. Please continue.
I mean, no, that is what happened. And then they said, you're drunk. And I said, no. But I had had about 4 beers earlier. But I wasn't drunk. I wasn't falling over. Well, anything like that. I mean, this was over time and with dinner. So I wasn't messed up out of my mind. I could walk straight. I could open my wallet and, you know, take cash out, and I was fine. But these undercover cops were like, oh, we totally got you. We totally have you. And they then threw me in jail. And the way I'm talking to you right now, in a reasonable way, is exactly how I talk to them. And yet, they seem to think that I was I mean, it's a terrible thing. And there were people in there, in neighboring jail cells, who were banging their heads on the walls and doing all this crazy stuff, and they really needed to be in there. But me, I just sat there quietly and thought, what are you doing? I mean, it was terrible. And then, I mean, you know, I've dealt with police before, and I never give them anything. But this time, I was so flabbergasted that I just said, yeah, sure, had a few beers, ate a big meal, did all that, and I'm fine. Why are you arresting me? And that's what they did. And basically, I don't even know what to make of it. It's just, I could have called people to give me a ride home. But I ended up walking 7.7 miles just to get home, you know? And I just
maybe the police decided that you might be useful in the prison industry somewhere.
What? Wait,
maybe they thought you would be useful fodder for the grist metal.
Basically. Well, no, it gets worse because they had their gloves on it.
Well, hold on there, Mike.
Okie
dokie. We'll return, ladies and gentlemen, following these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendo. A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus, and canned Vienna friggin' sausages. So why in tarnation would you buy canned seed? Man up and buy a Texas Ready Liberty Seed Bank. They come in a genuine resealable grab-and-go U.S. Army ammo box that protects your heirloom seeds from light, moisture, and vermin. Leave those other seed kits for the ignorant and spring for a Texas Ready Bank. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from dirt to dinner. Order a real bank today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357, TexasReady.net. And remember, nothing good comes from a can.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Shut up.
Iowa. You still there with us, Mike?
Yes, I am.
Well, I guess you just were not being a good American.
Were you? I'm just an American, yeah.
Go along now. Move along.
I'll tell you what, though. At a certain point, I was like, please let me out. Please, please, please. And I'm telling you this because people need to know this. They put their latex gloves on, okay? This is Scott County, Iowa, in Davenport, Iowa, okay? And they snapped them on their wrists. They thought that was fun. They were going to show me a lesson, okay? That's what these things do. That is what they get off on.
Well, you realize they were educated probably in Israel, or they were trained by somebody who was educated in Israel. That's Jinsa.
Well, that's interesting. Jewish I know
Institute
of that when you
of,
speak.
National Security Affairs.
Right, they all got invited over there. They got free trips, and the Israelis show them.
Yeah,
the
see, all the mission statements have been changed across the land within the sheriffs and metropolitan police departments.
Yeah, and the Hippocratic Oath is gone, too.
So. Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Well, you know something. I hope you'll stay tuned, Mike, for the rest of the broadcast.
Okay.
I'm going to bring
well,
some
it's
information
been very
forward.
Nice talking to you. And,
well, I'm glad you called today, and I'm sorry
people.
Of your travails.
I mean, I told someone at a coffee shop, you know, I was like, hey, I just got out of jail. She said, that's a terrible way to start the day.
Yeah, but when you get an opportunity, do a search online for a company called Unicor. UNICOR.
What is that, slave trade?
Oh, pretty much.
Yeah, I think I've heard
it's a modern prison industry, and American is sure a wonderful place for that.
Those things annoy me. Anyway, you have a good
thanks
one, dude.
Thanks so much for your call, and I hope you'll stay tuned, and
I will.
Especially to RBN.
Yep, I love RBN.
Well, very good, Mike. Keep it real.
And watch
keep your,
out
keep your
for
feet on the ground and realize we are most definitely in some interesting times.
Out for undercover cops. All right. Bye.
Now, for regular listeners of this broadcast, you may have heard John Stadmiller as well as Maggie Rodden play you a clip of a 12-year-old Canadian girl speaking before 600 people recently. Quite an inspiring clip. 12 years old. But I want to draw your attention to another 12-year-old Canadian girl. Her name, Severn Suzuki. 12-year-old daughter of Canadian David Suzuki, a communitarian who spoke before the Rio Summit. That's in Rio de Janeiro in 1992 in the conference sponsored by the UN but set up by Maurice Strong of Canada and Mikhail Gorbachev. Go ahead and play that clip, Dan, if you can. I want you to hear another 12-year-old Canadian girl.
I'm Severn Suzuki, speaking for ECHO, the Environmental Children's Organization. Coming up here today, I have no hidden agenda. I am fighting for my future. I am here to speak for all generations to come. I am here to speak on behalf of the starving children around the world whose cries go unheard. I am here to speak for the countless animals dying across this planet because they have nowhere left to go. In my life, I have dreamt of seeing the great herds of wild animals, jungles and rainforests full of birds and butterflies, but now I wonder if they will even exist for my children to see. Did you have to worry of these things when you were my age? All this is happening before our eyes, and yet we act as if we have all the time we want and all the solutions. You don't know how to fix the holes in our ozone layer. You don't know how to bring back an animal now extinct. And you can't bring back the forest that once grew where there is now a desert. If you don't know how to fix it, please stop breaking it. I'm only a child, yet I know we are all part of a family, 5 billion strong. In fact, 30 million species strong. And borders and governments will never change that. I'm only a child, yet I know we are all in this together and should act as one single world towards one single goal. In my anger, I am not blind, and in my fear, I am not afraid of telling the world how I feel. Why are we who have everything still so greedy? I am only a child, yet I know if all the money spent on war was spent on finding environmental answers, ending poverty, and finding treaties, what a wonderful place this earth would be. At school, you teach us how to behave in the world. You teach us to not fight with others, to work things out, to respect others, to clean up our mess, not to hurt other creatures, to share, not be greedy. Then why do you go out and do the things you tell us not to do? You are deciding what kind of world we are growing up in. Parents should be able to comfort their children by saying, everything's going to be all right. It's not the end of the world, and we're doing the best we can. But I don't think you can say that to us anymore. Are we even on your list of priorities? My dad always says, you are what you do, not what you say. Well, you grown-ups say you love us, but I challenge you, please, make your actions reflect your words. Thank you.
Well, contrast this 12-year-old girl and her message with that of the young Canadian girl that you heard just this past week on the National Intel Report and on the Unsolicited Opinion, both on this network. Do you suspect this is a young lady who really wants to spread some love around? Now, you can find this clip on YouTube. One title is The Girl Who Silenced the World for 5 Minutes. Because it is said that her words were so stunning that for 5 minutes, the attendees of this conference, organized by Marxists, well, I think you get the message. Coming up in June is the Rio Plus 20 conference. And let's not forget that the language of sustainable development is what was born as a result of this conference in 1992, which, of course, is part and parcel of Agenda 21. And of communitarianism, that school of thought behind community law, communitarian law. Now, some more quotes. Remember from Alexander Solzhenitsyn, words I particularly like. And for further reference, see the program notes entitled Le Bon Marché, The Good Deal, The Good Market, and the 1921 book by Evgeny Samyatin, entitled We. That dystopian vision, that dystopian nightmare of our future. Solzhenitsyn said the simple step of the courageous individual is not to take part in the we. That would be the collectivist capital W, we. Perhaps he was even referring to the title of this book by Yevgeny Zamyatin in 1921, entitled We. And this taken from a book by another Marxist, but an ancient quote from Shangxi, or Master Chang, from the 4th century BC. The ruler of the Southern Ocean was Shu, or heedless. The ruler of the Northern Ocean was Hu, or sudden. And the ruler of the center was chaos. Shu and Hu were continually meeting in the land of chaos, who treated them very well. They consulted together how they might repay his kindness and said, quote, men all have 7 orifices for the purposes of seeing, hearing, eating, and breathing, while this poor ruler alone has not one. Let us try and make them for him. Unquote. Accordingly, they dug one orifice in him every day, and at the end of 7 days, chaos died. Remember, communitarianism is pure socialism. Socialism, what is that? For me, it is freeloading. It is human trafficking. It is parasitism, gangsterism, arrested development, and in the end, human slavery. In a communitarian society, one lives under the dictatorship of the community. I don't know anybody named Community, do you? What say you, Leo, in Massachusetts? Welcome.
Yeah, this whole socialist thing, you know, while it sounds nice and sounds good, I've always managed to use my most potent weapon against them, which happens to be my little canard about, oh, could you tell me any socialist communist authors who wrote about abolishing the British Empire? And, of course, there are none, because they can't write about their owners. And that is the big secret that they don't want to get out.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the United Nations is really nothing more than an extension of the British Empire. It's really a continuation of the East Indies Company. What say you?
Well, obviously, but see, I think what the primal factor here, I think, was way back when Cromwell let a certain tribe's financiers get back into Britain and help create the empire.
Oh, and they committed regicide, didn't they?
Yep.
Charles the First.
Yep.
And as they perfected their techniques, we saw what happened during the French Revolution.
That's right, yep. The Mercantilist Revolution.
And the same people behind the American Civil War, so-called.
Well, there was a quote by Rothschild about wanting to divide up the United States into 2 countries.
Oh, yeah.
People don't know about that. There's so much real history that is unknown. I mean, I ask simple things like about the what did Tsar Nicholas Alexander II do in 1864 that possibly helped cause the revolution in 1919, and that was the he sent two battleships, one to New York and one to San Francisco, to help Lincoln in his fighting the bankers.
And well, don't forget, there was the Rothschild banking interests, as well as some of the European monarchs, were furious at the Tsar when he frankly thwarted the attempts for one world government back in 1815 with the Congress of Vienna. That may be useful for some of you researchers out there to take note of.
Congress of Vienna, that's a good one.
1815.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Faster, 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 faster.
shot, this is it, danger to life. You call it a nightmare, I call it a day. Your heart is steady at the edge of the bed. This is it, finger, finger, trigger, trigger, click, 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 click.
What do you think about that, Leo?
I couldn't understand the lyrics to that song.
Well, this is a song that was actually a cult classic back in England. Started in Birmingham. This was an area that was deindustrialized during the time of Margaret Thatcher. And these were the feelings and the banterings of some of the local socialists, who were, of course, very angry. And it describes a young man who was playing Russian roulette. And the singer is extolling him to think about it as he's sitting on the edge of his bed. Finger, finger, click, click, faster, faster. This is why I often say, even to myself, as a reminder, every time I point a finger at who is the problem, there are three fingers pointing right back at myself.
I've heard that before.
Well, for me, it's a truism. In other words, it's the truth.
What exactly was the gist of the program? I mean, you said Thatcher deindustrialized England?
Oh, well, much of what was happening in England, Birmingham is an industrial town, pretty much like Detroit. But much of what was happening during Thatcher's time was also happening concurrently in America. And I suppose the gist of my broadcast today was to focus on some of the cultural divides that rather infect us today. I'm always reminded that we are constantly talking past one another. I hope you'll visit the website today, ladies and gentlemen, larkintexas.blogspot.com. And look at these war clouds, these word clouds. Listen to the music. Read the correspondence. And realize that we're actually victimized by these words as much as we're helped by them. I invite you to go to the program notes entitled Melly Mellow and learn what autarkism is, anarchism is.
Gold.